Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. Hi, friends. The Lord was speaking to me this morning from Song of Songs, chapter 5 and verse 2, and I'm going to read it to you from the Passion Translation. It says, "Arise, my love. Open your heart, my darling, deeper still to me." And as I closed my eyes and turned my attention and opened my heart, the first scripture that rose from my heart was Psalm 62:1 that says, "Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation." One of the ways, as you all know, that we open our heart to the Lord is through silence, through contemplation, through beholding him. This is how we open our hearts. One of the ways we open our hearts and connect with the Lord. And so today we are going to have our final session on the subject of encountering God through contemplation and silence. And today I have a very, very special guest. I'm so happy to have Cindy Helton. She is from the Daily Still podcast. And she is going to talk to us about branching and breath prayer, which I'm so excited to dive into the subject. So Cindy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Gretchen, for having me on your podcast.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. So I don't want to waste any time. I want to let you loose and give you the full 30 minutes, and I'll interject here and there as Holy Spirit leads me. But tell us about breath prayer and branching.
Okay, yes, I'd be really excited to just share some of the ways that I have found to be beneficial in just drawing near to God and hearing his voice. On our podcast, it's a place of just drawing near so we can hear the whispers of God. And so in finding different ways to do that, I came across some wonderful teachings on branching and breath prayer, and they're things that we incorporate in our stillness gatherings. We know contemplation by the definition is deep reflective thought, the action of looking thoughtfully at something for a long time. And so Christian meditation is the act of thinking about spiritual things. It's meditation. And in the spiritual sense, this becomes the act of looking at or thinking about God in a deep and reflective way. It's being present with God in what is true about us. And what is true about us in times of coming before God is that we often come with all sorts of different emotions: anger, sadness, joy, hope, desperation. And so when we think of contemplation or stillness or hearing from God, we may think often of just being in this place of peace, receiving peace, but it's so much more. It's coming to God with what is real and true about us. And so the practices of breath prayer and branching are ways to help us come before God with what is true, to express those emotions. So we come with what is true, and we want to not just be present in body or just in our thoughts, but we want to bring our whole body, soul, minds, and spirit into the presence of God, the emotions, the things that we're feeling. A breath prayer, we'll start with that, is Job 33:4 says, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." And I love that scripture. Mm. I love that, being able to ponder that and just breathe in and realize the breath of the Almighty gives me life. And so every breath is a gift of the Almighty. And with that, every breath can become a prayer. And breath prayer is a way of praying, as Paul tells us, without ceasing. Mm. As we allow our inhale and exhale to become words that are true to us in the moment. Breath prayer is a Christian prayer practice, and it dates back to the early centuries of the church. And it was known as the Jesus prayer, or prayer of the heart. And it's a prayer we can pray to the rhythm of our breathing. The Jesus prayer was, "Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me." And that has gotten shortened to Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy. So a breath prayer is typically 6 to 8 syllables long, and it focuses on your heart's desire or need in the current moment. And again, as I said, it becomes a way of praying without ceasing. It's also a great way of staying focused during your times of contemplation. It can bring you back to that centering place, as our minds so easily are distracted and run little rabbit chases all over the place, as certainly when we get quiet and want to focus on God. So it helps us bring our thoughts back, centers us back on God. It also helps with anxiety. It's just a wonderful tool and way of praying that keeps us centered. So in order to start with a breath prayer, you just consider a name of God that is most comfortable or meaningful to you in this moment. So I'm going to, well, ask you, Gretchen, in this moment right now, the name of the Father that comes to mind for you.
Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Love Yahweh. And Yahweh also just reminds me of breathing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And Yahweh in itself is a breath prayer. So mm-hmm. breathe in, inhale, Yahweh, exhale. And that becomes a prayer in itself, just one word. And I love that. So we have the name of God, and then you just rest on that name. And then you consider what your current need or emotion is. And so this day, what is something that you're feeling?
That's a great question. Wisdom. Wisdom.
So a great breath prayer for you in this moment can be, inhale, Yahweh. Exhale, be my wisdom.
Oh, and you yeah,
just
that's beautiful.
Breathe that in. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Yahweh, be my wisdom. And you just settle into that prayer for a moment. 2 or 3 inhales or exhales. So a breath prayer is the name of God that feels most comfortable to you in the moment and your current need. A couple other examples of that could be, come, Lord Jesus, come. Or, oh God, you are with me now. A favorite that I go to is, be still, my soul, be still. And if I wake up in the middle of the night anxious, a breath prayer may be, God, you are with me now. Just a reminder. We know that breathing, deep breathing, slow breathing, slows down our nervous system, helps us for anxiety. And so breath prayer is a great way of controlling the anxious thoughts that bombard all of us, especially in this season and time we're at and in the world. It's just a beautiful practice of breathing in God and exhaling God. It's true.
That's about beautiful. I love that, because, you know, I think many people know the importance of slowing our breathing when they're feeling anxious. You know, we can do boxed breathing where you're inhaling 4, holding, exhaling 4, you know, holding the final exhale. But when we incorporate our attention, our heart gaze onto the Lord, where we're breathing in his presence, you know, like you said, you can use this in a time where you wake up in the middle of the night. I actually know a number of my listeners are having trouble sleeping. They've mm-hmm. contacted me, they've told me. And so what a beautiful way to just come back to the center, come back to the beginning, this moment when God breathed life into us, that he is Yahweh. He is the inhale. He is the exhale. He is all that we need. And when we can slow down and focus, not just, you know, I want to make sure that we emphasize the point that we take, like you said so beautifully, We take whatever our present need is and we can incorporate that, because we are making our lives, we are taking what is in our heart and it is becoming a prayer. We don't even have to give him the 10 points that we need wisdom for. He knows, right?
Yes.
And we've probably already prayed it a million times anyway. But when we are breathing this prayer, we are allowing ourselves to settle into trust, settle into the fact that he is in us. We are one with him already. And now he is speaking to us, and he is, we are becoming a prayer. Our lives become that prayer.
So I
want to make sure that we emphasize the point of, yes, we are saying Yahweh, wisdom, but also allowing ourselves to be still and know that he is our wisdom, that what we are not just coming to breathe and quiet ourselves. We are coming to encounter the one who is wisdom or whatever we need, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So, okay. Sorry. I just had to.
No, I love that. How you put that. It is so true. And the word I was thinking of as you were talking is, it is a way of surrender, because we come to God. As you said, we've probably already told God many times what our concerns are. He already knows, but it's a way of surrender, almost saying that without saying it. I know you know. I know you know what I'm feeling. I know you know what I'm carrying. I come in surrender and I just breathe you in and I release it to you. I breathe you in. And it's a declaration. It's declaring who God is, that he is on the throne, that every breath is a gift from God, and every breath, as we exhale, we give back to him, saying, you have this and you have this. And it's also, and it's not just a need, it may be a deep need of wanting to praise God. And so it's also a wonderful way of just allowing each breath we take become a praise unto God. God, you are here. Inhale, God, you are holy. God, you are my God. I love that. That is one of my favorite psalms to pray as a breath prayer, Psalm 63. God, you are my God, and earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. And so our breathing in is just allowing even the scripture taste and see that the Lord is good, allowing all of our senses to engage with God, our breath, our smell, everything about us, but the physical act in our bodies, that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. His spirit dwells in us. And so as we breathe, it's an act of acknowledging, as we pay attention to our breathing, I should say, we are acknowledging, oh yes, God, this breath is from you. I mean, breathing is so automatic. We just do it. We never think about it. But this is an intentional time to become aware. My breath is from you. The breath of the Almighty is within me. And so every breath can be a prayer unto you. Oh God, as I turn my attention to you, paying attention to the Holy One who is with us always. But it's an intentional time of just sitting with that and breathing him in.
Oh, that is so beautiful. That's beautiful. And I can feel, just as we're speaking right now, I can feel Holy Spirit's presence. And I want to remind the listeners, you know, as always in these episodes, use this time as your moment for reconnection. Use this time to not just listen, but engage your heart. Or even if you're listening to this when you're busy, come back and allow this time to be a door into his presence. And where, you know, you're getting some more tools here, some more little ideas of how to enter into the presence of God. And so, yeah, you can use this time, you can use these things that Cindy's sharing, and make it a part of your daily time with him. So absolutely beautiful. And okay, so now the other thing that you had on your heart to share was called branching.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Is a way of hearing from God. There's other names for this particular practice. Some people call it middle of the page. I have a friend who has a ministry. She calls it cloud formation. I would even call it brainstorming with God, because we can bring anything to this place of listening to God. And it begins with a question. And Jesus was so good about asking questions. Jesus models that for us. And when we ask a good question, then the conversation flows from there. So this branching or middle of the page is literally that. Get a page of paper, and in the center of the page, you're going to write a question. And that, again, it goes back to what is true about you in this moment. What do you want to ask of God? What is on your heart? It is as numerous and unique as we are created. I will give you a few launching points and a place to begin, but there's nothing that we can't put on a piece of paper and lay before God and say, what about this, God? It can be about an important decision in our life. I'm buying a home, I'm moving to a new town. What do you have to say to me about this, God? And you put that in the middle of the page. And then we just begin to sit and listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say to us. We listen to those thoughts that come to our minds. It helps us process, but we're processing, we're brainstorming in the presence of God, of the Holy One, of the Holy Spirit, who is our counselor, right?
That's beautiful. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, it's not just processing. It's not just racking our brains to find an answer. It is taking this oneness that we have with Him and knowing that He longs to speak to us. He longs to give us wisdom and tell us of things to come. So yeah, that's beautiful. So now, so in the center of the page, we'll write out our question. And then.
So you start with a question, and a great place to start, and how I was, when I learned this practice, was with the question, how do you love me, Lord? And you just sit with that and you listen. You can put some beautiful instrumental music on if that helps you stay focused. If your mind wanders, you just go back to continuing to ask the question, and even imagine engaging your body and gazing. If it's helpful for you to look up, to gaze upon the Holy One, to kneel, whatever helps you enter into that space, knowing you are in dialogue, I'm in a conversation with God, with your Creator, with the Holy One. It's about intimacy. It's not about a one-way conversation. It's about talking and listening and dialoguing together. You could even say collaborating. Of course, we want God to be the ultimate voice in that, but God gives us a voice. And so we're collaborating like, God, what do you think about this? And here's how I feel. And so it becomes this non-linear. Instead of this organized thinking, we open this up to creative listening and allow the flow of the Holy Spirit to just guide us on this page. So because we all think differently, you can have a different picture on your page. I like to draw a tree so that this practice of branching is literally branches on a tree. So you can draw a trunk of a tree and then have your question just sitting right on that trunk. And then from your question, perhaps in a that you put a little bushes around or a square, whatever feels creative for you, you start drawing lines out from there or branches with a thought that comes to mind. So as I say, how do you love me, Lord? And I would encourage your listeners right now to just sit with that question. How do you love me, Lord? And for just a moment, see what you hear in your spirit. How do you love me, Lord? And I know that the practice of silence is a little uncomfortable and we have to practice it. But get comfortable with sitting and listening and not expecting just immediate answers, but listening. And anything you hear, even if you think it's your own voice, you just write that down on your branch or your line or your cloud, whatever you're comfortable, and you just connect lines to it. So that when you're done with this practice, start with a small amount of time, maybe 5 minutes, And eventually you may want to go to 10 and 20 or 30 minutes of just sitting and brainstorming with God, but really listening. It's a listening practice. It teaches us to listen, and it teaches us to hear and discern the voice of God. And I remember years ago when I was really longing to go deeper and understand this process of intimacy with God, I read a book by, Dallas Willard, and it's Hearing God is the name of the book. But I remember something I read in that was so helpful for me, that was the voice of God that we most often will hear as we're listening is in our own voice. Mm-hmm. In our we think we're looking or listening for something that is so different, but most often in our subconscious, it's a voice you're like, is that me, God, or is that you? It comes to us as uniquely as we are created. And most often it's heard in your, just in your self-conscious, as I would say, in your interior, as a thought, just a thought. And so write that down. And then from that thought, say, what else do you have to say to me about that, God? And you draw another branch and you just keep letting it go and see what you hear. I'd be curious if you hear from your listeners, even in that 30 seconds, if they heard something. Yeah. The first thing I heard was, I love you with an everlasting love. Mm, as we listened. And a lot of times what we hear will be scripture spoken back to us, because that is the word of God speaking over us and to us. And it'll be a scripture. I like when a scripture comes to mind to explain that as, you weren't thinking of that scripture that came to mind. So trust it. Right. Trust it as God speaking over you, saying, oh, yes. This morning I sat on my back deck and the sun was out and it felt so good. And even though it was 30 degrees and a little songbird was out there singing, and immediately came to mind Zephaniah 3:17, that the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He takes great delight in you. He rejoices over you with singing, and he quiets you with his love. And that little songbird singing, just, I felt like God was just speaking over me.
Ah, beautiful.
Singing over you. And those are the ways that branching helps us to just be creative in how we hear God. Like, oh, that was a song for you this morning. That's personal. Embrace it, receive it.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I, you know, one of the things that is so important, I love, number one, this tool, this key you're giving us. I love that. I want to, first of all, you know, coming from, well, we'll just say, as for myself, if this was 10 years ago and you told me all of this, I'd be like, okay. And I'd be writing notes and I'd be making sure that I understood exactly what you meant. And then I would practice it and I'd be like, oh, I probably should ask her this because maybe I'm not doing this, you know, this perfectionist mentality. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And I just want to tell the listeners, there is no right or wrong way to do breath Absolutely. Prayer. There is no right or wrong way Absolutely. To do branching. This is a relationship, and we're just giving you fun ideas
Yes.
that help you to slow down and to tune in to the Lord. And so one thing that I love about the branching method is that if we will, and not even just this, there's other ways, but if we can learn when things are not chaotic in our lives, when things are peaceful, when things are okay, and we're able to really quiet our soul and listen, when we make this our practice all the time, continually, to allow ourselves a space to step back and to focus on the Lord and to listen, when we allow ourselves to do it when things are okay, then when we're going through something, we are already Absolutely. In this practice, and it's so much easier
Absolutely.
To tune back in into his presence and to hear when we really need to hear. It's so much easier when it's a normal part of our life.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Absolutely. And that for me has become literally a lifesaver. Breath prayer, when I wake up, I have struggled with anxiety. I have struggled with panic attacks, and it becomes a tool that I can use during those times to catch my breath, to breathe in God, to declare a truth about who God is for me. And so that practice of sitting in it and enjoying it in the moment before we need it for a desperate situation, right. Because most of us come to God in those places of longing for more out of desperation. We are desperate for more of God. We are desperate to hear his voice. We run to God out of desperation. Mm. And it's so beautiful to be able to sit in God's presence in a place of just enjoying him before that place of desperation.
Right.
Just simply enjoy his presence and to know that he is with us. And for me, another thing, going back to the breath prayer, but branching, I would say as well, it helps us explore our feelings as we write out our thoughts and we hear, these kind of randomly across the page, but it helps us. It's like sitting, as I mentioned earlier, in the presence of the counselor. But it, if we have a conversation with a really close friend and we unburden our heart, where we just are fit to be tied and we have to tell somebody, and after we talk, nothing has changed, but we feel better. We feel unburdened because somebody heard us and listened. This is just such a great practice to know. We know God hears us. We know he's listening, but it feels so much more tangible as we write it down and just say, here it is, God, here's all of it. The good, the bad, the ugly, like God already knows it, but we need to embrace it ourselves. Mm-hmm. We need to release it ourselves, state it. Just like with our sin, we need to come before God and we need to not just say, I'm sorry, God, but we need to name it. Mm-hmm. And receive forgiveness for it, because we're acknowledging and saying, I'm sorry. And this practice just lets us, it increases our creativity and our articulation with God. It helps us sort out our thoughts and it teaches us most of all to be still and listen for that still small voice that is always speaking to us. But for me, I was going to say both that branching and especially breath prayer literally helped control the physical rhythm of my heart. I was having a lot of heart irregularities and racing, and had cardiologists wanting to give me medications that my body did not really want. And a practice of learning to breathe and have breath prayers is one of the tools that I use all the time for dealing with anxiety and anxiousness and just calming my spirit. And it's been well over a decade that I've used this practice. I am not on any medication for my heart, arrhythmia. Wow. I'm not saying that is not needed at times. So consult a cardiologist if you're having irregularities, but so much of the irregularities and the rhythms of our heart, we know our bodies carry trauma. Mm-hmm. Our bodies respond to anxiety as well as joy and all. Why laughter is good medicine, because our bodies respond. But for me, it has become a way of certainly managing those times of anxiousness and
uncertainty. Yeah, that's beautiful. And I love, God is so faithful. And sometimes it takes us a while to tap into the answers or to recognize an answer that he brings us. But I, as we come before the Lord and say, God, I need your help with, say, these heart irregularities, this arrhythmia, I need you to show me, I need your wisdom. I need to know what to do, what not to do. And then we expect him to bring us an answer and not strive. Okay. I'm trying to hear. And we're anxious even in our hearing. But as we come and we take a breath and listen, and believe that he loves us enough to direct us. And I believe that for many of our listeners, today has been an answer to prayer. I feel it in my spirit so strong that there are some listening today who this particular podcast is going to be one of their favorites because it was an answer to something that they've been praying. And so what I would love is for us to just close. Before I'm going to ask Cindy to close us in prayer and just pray for the listener, pray for the one who needs to tap into this and is wondering if they even can. That's what I'm feeling in my spirit. But before Cindy prays, I just want you guys to know, I will put in the show notes how you can connect with Cindy. However, she has the Daily Still podcast where she gives you about 10 minutes to quiet yourself. And she escorts you into the presence of God so beautifully. It's a beautiful, beautiful podcast. I know my listeners are going to really enjoy it. And you can also find her on Instagram. And I will give you the email if you have any other questions, how you can connect with her in the show notes. So you can look for that. But Cindy, just close us out in prayer, if you would, please.
Okay. So I invite you to just take a deep breath. And another. And just settle into a moment of quiet, knowing God is present with you, that God sees you, He hears you, even those unspoken things, that He knows you. He knows you by name. So, Father God, we come before you now as many, as your word tells us, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are. We know that you are present with us individually, but there's just this beauty in us collectively coming together to hear your voice, to know more about you, God. We thank you for your beautiful invitation extended to every single one of us, your children, your creation, to be still and know that you are God. So today, God, I pray that every single child of yours listening would know that you long to speak to them. I pray that you would open ears to hear your voice, to tune into the frequency of your voice, God, that still small voice, in a new and fresh way today. Lord God, we pray that every single person would know that you desire intimacy with them, that you speak to them. And we would ask, Lord, that these tools that are just tools would help all of us hear your voice more clearly, that there would be tools that help us grow in intimacy with you, God. Remind us, Lord, that we don't come to you in perfection, that we don't have to come to you with our act all together, that we can come to you. The invitation is to come as we are, to come with what is true about us. And so, Lord, in this moment, we take a moment in this busyness of our lives where we rush and hurry about to just breathe you in. To just breathe you in right now, God. We breathe you in, Yahweh. You are our very breath. Yahweh. You are our peace. Yahweh, you are our hope. And Lord, Lord Jesus, in your Gospels, you ask us, who do you say that I am? Lord, as we sit in this closing moment, would you whisper over your beloved as we ask you the question, who do you say I am? God, we thank you that you are the God who speaks over us, who sings over us, who delights in us. You're the God who quiets us with your love. You are the God who is near as our very breath. We say thank you, God. Thank you for this time. Thank you for your love for us. be glorified, God, in our lives. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. This is Gretchen Rodriguez. Thank you for joining me. If this podcast has been a blessing, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing. If you'd like, you can also sow into this ministry. If you dream of writing a devotional, consider my e-course, Exhale. At this time, I've written and co-authored 10 devotionals, most of them landing on Amazon's bestsellers list, and I am so excited to share what I've learned about writing devotionals with you. You can find a free lesson on my website. You can sign up for my bi-weekly encouraging emails or discover some other goodies, sow into the ministry. All of that can be done on GretchenRodriguez.com.